This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, dueling speeches. As promised, both Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden delivered speeches regarding the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. That's the conflict in name. The conflict, in fact, is between Russia and the West, the United States and NATO. We're both blamed the other side for the conflict. And during his speech, which was otherwise meant to rally the troops, Russia's president announced the suspension of Moscow's participation in a nuclear arms reduction treaty with the United States. In this State of the Nation address, Putin vowed Russia would keep fighting as we approach the one-year anniversary of Russia's special military operation, the invasion of Ukraine. That comes up on Friday. The 2010 treaty between Russia and the U.S. called the New START Treaty is still in force, but both sides have accused the other of not complying with it in recent years. Putin saying that Russia has not withdrawn from the treaty, just suspending its participation. For his part, Joe Biden was in Warsaw, Poland, calling on NATO's to continue unwavering support for Ukraine and a commitment to bolstering NATO's eastern flank. Again, that's the border with Russia, which Russia has been saying for about 30 years now would be considered a red line. Do not cross this red line. We really, really mean it. And yet, new nations have been added over the last 30 years to lengthen the border between NATO and Russia. Biden used his trip to rally support for Ukraine. And by the way, it is being reported today now that those air raid sirens that sounded while Joe Biden and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky walked through the streets of Kyiv during Biden's surprise visit to Ukraine Monday were sounded just for show. There were no reports of missile strikes anywhere in or near Kyiv at the time. The air raid sirens were meant to show how tough Biden and Zelensky were as they were walking through the streets. Look, they're not even fazed by the air raid sirens. They should be running for cover, but no, look how tough they are. Just another staged moment in the choreographed presidency of Joe Biden. Topic number 4, releasing the video. Democrats are freaking out that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has given access to all 41,000 hours of video shot during the riot at the United States Capitol on January 6th of 2021 to Fox News' Tucker Carlson. No one else. Carlson has accused the January 6th committee of lying, told Axios, quote, "There was never any legitimate reason for this footage to remain secret. If there was ever a question that's in the public interest to know, it's what actually happened on January 6th. By definition, this video will reveal it." Newsweek reports that Democrat lawmakers are upset because they believe the footage should have been shown and available to all media, and they're concerned that the broadcast footage that they haven't curated would, quote, "fuel conspiracy theories ahead of the 2024 election," end quote. So far, the only video that's been made available has been the curated, read, carefully selected and perhaps edited video that's been released. They've had 2 years to make all of this video available. They're only complaining now because the Republicans have the House and the power to release it. Carlson said he's already seen some things that raise valid questions, and we look forward to seeing what gets released on his program in the weeks and months ahead. Topic number 3, backdoor censorship. Stunned by a growing body of evidence showing federal pressure to silence American voices online, House Republicans have unleashed their first legislation to slow government financing to big tech to censor content. This bill, introduced by Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado, is called the Elon Act, as in Elon Musk, and backed by 9 other co-sponsors. It would put a one-year freeze on taxpayer funding from the Justice Department to social media firms, as well as require an audit on how much money changed hands between the federal government and big tech firms since the start of 2015. This comes weeks after the Twitter files revealed that the FBI paid more than $3 million to Twitter to compensate the firm for handling a large number of requests for censorship during the 2020 election. The government, as we've been reporting, has been using back channels like this to private companies, to both social media, by the way, and so-called disinformation tracking companies, to do what the government cannot do openly because of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, guaranteeing our right to free speech. However, by going through backdoor channels, saying, you know, things would go much more easily for you if you would just, here, take this list of user accounts we're not happy with and find a way to silence them for us. There's a good boy. They are using this to demonetize and silence opinions that disagree with government policy. Again, this is a violation of First Amendment rights. It's a violation of the letter of the law, the letter of the Constitution, the spirit, rather, while adhering to the letter. The government saying, we didn't do this. No, but you give $3 million to Twitter to do it for you. By the way, in related news, the founder of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, founder of this company back in 2010, a company that's been breaking story after story ignored by the corporate media through undercover video, has been forced out of the company that he created by its board of directors. Now, there have been allegations of malfeasance issued by the board, counter allegations. I don't know what is true. What we do know is that this followed the bombshell revelations of a Pfizer executive talking about mutating the SARS-2 virus in Pfizer labs to maximize the potential for vaccine profits. The timing, shall we say, is curious. I'd call it coincidental if I was a coincidence theorist. No doubt we have not heard the last of James O'Keefe. Topic number two, Willy Wonka woke. New editions of the works of author Roald Dahl, who's a best-selling British novelist who's written some of the, well, the most beloved children's books in all of history, including Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, made into the movie with Gene Wilder, and then later with Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, Matilda, the Witches. Those books are being rewritten in an effort to make them less offensive and more inclusive. According to a representative for the author's estate, this has prompted widespread criticism from prominent literary figures and others, including Prime Minister Rishi Sunak of Britain. The book's publisher, Puffin Books, and the author's estate did not respond immediately to questions from the media about the changes to content. However, the British newspaper The Telegraph reported that hundreds of words, including descriptions of characters' appearances, races, and genders, have been changed or removed in at least 10 of the author's 19 children's books. So you can't say somebody is bald and that's funny or ugly or fat or whatever, because that's fat shaming. Fat shaming is bad. Author Walter Kern noted, quote, writers may wish to rethink their ambitions. If their work should prove lasting, it may end up being tortured for all eternity. This is not mere sensitivity editing, by the way. This is blunt, agenda-driven rewriting. It is idea injection, and it will be continual once it starts, end quote. Kern is right. They're not just changing a few words here and there. They're actually injecting ideas into the books so that future generations will think that this is what Roald Dahl actually wrote. Sadly, the rights to Dahl's works are owned by Netflix, so this appears to be a business decision by a corporation that is hopelessly converged by the cult of woke. It's not unprecedented. You might remember 2 years ago, the estate of Dr. Seuss surrendered to pressure from the politically woke, stopped publishing several of Dr. Seuss's books altogether. What's most remarkable about the very muted response to this is that it shows the left really doesn't care at all about book bans. For all of the complaining that they do when Christians object to inappropriate books finding their way into elementary school libraries, they really don't complain. The left doesn't really care about that. They just want to promote their agenda. They object to parents not wanting their children indoctrinated, while at the same time saying, well, you know, it's perfectly fine to rewrite an author's works because fat shaming is bad. Coming up, the Asbury Revival. We'll talk about that for a moment next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. And it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant. And at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them? And once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, the Asbury Revival. It's gotten so big, they've had to move it off-site. The worship site at Asbury University in Kentucky that has drawn tens of thousands of people from all over the country moved off-campus now because this town's infrastructure cannot hold the influx of people wanting to partake. It's causing a logistical nightmare for people getting into the community. According to the school's president, Kevin Brown, we've had authorities that had to redirect traffic away from Wilmore. Our town's institutions and our town's infrastructure is just not a place to absorb the influx of the blessed guests that we've had. This ongoing worship service in Wilmore, Kentucky has been going nonstop for 2 weeks now. This began after students refused to leave a chapel service last Wednesday, and the services have grown to basically pack the chapel and other buildings on the campus with people from all over the country. So the university said this Monday, was the final date for the public worship service. They had to conclude it, and that from Tuesday onwards this week, the services would be moved off campus. Now, is this a legitimate move of God? I don't know. I don't know if this is what revival looks like. But we've had family members who have attended there and are convinced that it is legitimate. And look, whenever and wherever the word of God is proclaimed, it does not come back void. So if this doesn't look the way we think it ought to look, maybe we ought to step back and look at the actual impact and be glad and thankful that the gospel is being proclaimed. Skywatch TV thanks you for your support, because without it, we can do nothing. So we try to send a thank you whenever we can. If you're in the U.S. or Canada especially, we will send out a gift for your donation of any amount during the month of February. It's the book by John McTernan, When Jesus Sets You Free, You Are Free Indeed. Learn about the heavenly courts and how you can employ our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your own personal defense attorney. It's powerful. And again, we will send that to you if you're in the U.S. or Canada for any amount during the month of February. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com or use the QR code on your screen. And thank you. Thank you for your support. What's the link between the UFO phenomenon and demons? L.A. Marzulli, Vicki Joy Anderson, our guests on Skywatch TV for a series of programs beginning this week. Don't miss them, because this ties together some loose ends, connects dots that makes sense of some of the stranger aspects of the human experience. The program schedule, our broadcast schedule, rather, is posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch the program right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. That's where all of our video archives are located. You can also watch on one of our video services, watch our channel at YouTube or Rumble, or at the Skywatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV. If you've got a set-top box, get our app, add it to that, or bring our programming right into your smartphone or tablet. You can download the programs for later viewing or listening. We've got an audio-only option for all of these programs. So if you're driving, if you want to keep eyes front, or if you've got low bandwidth, just select the audio-only issue and just stream the audio portion of the program. Smartphone app, tablet app, mobile app. That's the word I was struggling to find. The mobile app, iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. We have apps for all of those and links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.